Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Greg Banworth, and he is the person who's going to represent Tonic Solfa. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning to you.
Greg, I hope I said that name correctly. Tonic Solfa?
That's actually the best I've heard it pronounced for quite some time.
I've been looking at the way you print it, and you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I would not guess what this is all about, but what it's going to be about is a special performance at the Corning Opera House and Cultural Center this Saturday. That's a week from tomorrow, a week from Friday at 7 o'clock. And Greg, you have, your group has won all kinds of awards, and we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, we want to talk about the beginnings and the kind of group you are. So tell us about the group.
You bet. Well, like you said, Tonic Solfa, we are a group. We sing a cappella, which means that we don't have any instrumentation, save for every once in a while we'll add some percussion and even a piano here and there, just because we have one of the guys in the groups that is absolutely a fantastic pianist. And we got our start back in 1995 up at St. John's University in near St. Cloud, Minnesota, and found an agent that was booking different groups. He needed an a cappella group, and away we went. And right from the start, we were getting shows all over the place, and luckily, here we're going on 2 decades later, and people are still buying tickets, and we are still able to do all kinds of cool things via the a cappella vehicle. So it's been really a great time.
And to me, that a cappella group, I know what that is. I have heard groups, but it seems to me they're so much more popular, and or maybe I'm just more aware. What's that difference or trend?
No, I think you're exactly right with your first comment. I think that with movies such as Pitch Perfect and TV shows like The Sing-Off, and just colleges embracing a cappella groups more and more over the years. Definitely, when we first started, we were one of the few that was out there actually doing what we are doing. And now you can find a cappella groups are much more prevalent everywhere you go. And some have become so big these days, like a group called Pentatonix that a lot of people would know from TV specials and tours and things like that, have gotten the word out there about what a cappella is. And we've just been enjoying watching all of them, and they shared in our fruits of our labor and vice versa. So yep. We all work together.
Little competition is good.
Absolutely.
And so I think for me, one of the reasons it's become so much more popular is when you really listen, when you realize that's what's happening, that there is very hardly any accompaniment, or as you say, once in a while, to hear the amazing sounds that come out of the human voice, to me, is just, to use that old phrase, awesome.
Well, I think, you know, it's cool because it sets us apart from, you know, bands that most people would be, you know, they're used to hearing on the radio, groups that have instruments, have guitars, have pianos, drums, and while obviously it takes years and years to become fantastic at those instruments, and my children play plenty of them as well. I know how long it takes to get to where you need to get to. There's just something different with the entire sound of when it is all voices making those same types of sounds, whether they're mimicking them or doing their own thing, and definitely just trying to make it sound like a song you would hear on the radio just happen to be done vocally.
Yeah, amazing. Now, when you list your members of this group, and that they're a tenor, a baritone, a bass, and so on, but you also have behind the name of some of those vocal percussionists. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, for people that have followed any of the other a cappella groups, again, such as like Pentatonix that are out there, they kind of have the idea. And for those that don't, either way, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's making percussion sounds with your voice and your mouth. And so just like if you were to mimic, say, a guitar or something like that, you try and mimic different sounds of different drums or even make up some of your own. And the idea behind it is that now you have a beat that is continuing to go underneath all the other vocals that are being sung, and it just fills in a lot of gaps. Plus, it's a really novel type of sound when you're able to see somebody that's really good at that, and you're like, how on earth did you learn how to do that? It's just one other thing that sets a cappella music apart.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about the people that in this group. You mentioned that you got together at St. John's University in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which I happen to know a little bit about. And are you all from Minnesota?
Actually, originally, there was a few guys that were part of the original group that were from Minnesota, but now the only one that is actually originally from Minnesota is our newest member, C.O. Brown, who joined us about 3 years ago. I myself grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We have an Iowan in the group, Sean, who's from Algona, Iowa. And our bass, Jared, grew up in Green River, Wyoming. So now we've pretty much all lived either in the state of Minnesota the entire time since we started. So we've lived there just as long, if not longer, to do that. Or, just kind of bounced around. But certainly we're probably just as much Minnesotans now as we are anything else.
Okay. And what's the background of some of you? You know, how did you come to this point in terms of your musical background?
Well, everybody kind of has a different story, but I think more than anything else, all of us at some point grew up singing in some sort of choir, whether it's church choir or school or even individually or all of the above. And when it came time to get together in college, you know, by that point at least, you kind of know what you want to do, or at least you're supposed to, let's put it that way. And one of the things that was cool about it is that, you know, these guys all found each other that were singing in choir together, and, you know, they had that common love for singing harmony with each other, and that kind of went through the years for all of us as mm-hmm. well. And now as you meet people as you go and they have similar interests, you just see what all fits, and you turn it into what we have today.
Go together. Now, the information I have here says that you have put together 10 albums, and you've sold over 2 million copies. And you've been on NBC's Today Show, and you are openers for some big names. I mean, you are known throughout the United States and maybe beyond.
You know what? We've been fortunate enough to be able to be put in those situations. And, you know, a little hard work doesn't hurt here or there as well. But when you are trying to make a name for yourself and you put those CDs out there and then someone else hears it that knows this person, that knows this person, and so on and so forth, the next thing you know, you are, you know, for a bit we were signed to a label out of Nashville that opened up all kinds of extra doors. And the biggest thing about the music industry and really a lot of show business, if you will, is you're only as good as your last effort, basically. And so you always have to make all of them make sense and all of them last. So that's what we've always tried to do. And luckily, by getting on to these public television specials, things like that, they always help to get the word out there more and more. And let you then continue to record more music and make more videos and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I see you have some very popular Christmas time song. Every group has to have a Christmas album. But other than that, how do you describe the kind of music you offer at concerts like we're going to hear in Corning?
Well, we do all different styles. So, again, all of it is a cappella. So there is no pitch-giving instruments, save for every once in a while we will use a piano on one song, but I don't know that we're going to be doing that the night that we're there. And we will use some handheld percussion, congas, bongos, djembes, cajones, things like that to help the beat go. Because you know what? We were talking about that vocal percussion earlier. And sometimes the vocal percussion just doesn't. It's amazing and it's really neat. But if you hear it on every song, just like anything else, you tire of it. So you have to find different ways, not to mention different ways to show off the different abilities of the guys in the group. So that is, they're going to hear a little bit of everything as far as country, pop, rock, gospel, oldies, originals, everything you can think of by every different type of, from Frank Sinatra all the way up to Keith Urban and anybody in between. And we are doing songs like that as well as, like I said, our own originals, which kind of fit any different style as well.
All right. Well, Greg, we want to thank you so much for visiting with us, and we want to encourage folks to go online, go to Facebook, website, to Corning Opera House and Cultural Center to get your tickets. Don't wait, because you often have sold-out concerts, and it is on Saturday the 15th at 7 o'clock at the Corning Opera House and Cultural Center. And until next time, here's a thought from Plato. Music gives us a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.